Your life could have been a lot of baggage. So go
In a
ahead,
theater space
get
in the
back,
Minneapolis
together,
warehouse district, actors and musicians are rehearsing the play,
oh,
A Mind in Flames. They say this drama is about the realities they face every day.
That was a dream. That was a damn dream. You're all nuts.
No, Daniel. You're nuts. These men tried to commit suicide.
While inspired at least obliquely by Dante's Inferno, A Mind in Flames, as developed by the cast at Interact, has a very contemporary approach to its subject.
Oh, depression! Prescription! Prozac!
Ooh, Prozac!
We all love Prozac, don't we?
These artists spend their days at Interact working on the play. Others at the center draw, sculpt, and write with the help of professional artists from the outside. The Interact artists have a range of disabilities. Some use wheelchairs, others have Down syndrome, are deaf or blind, or developmentally disabled. They drew on their own experiences to write the play, according to Jay Carter, who plays the lead in A Mind in Flames.
I've suffered from depression all my life, and so by doing this play, I'm having to reach back into my old way of thinking, my old way of behaving, and so I'm digging into what I've kind of discarded and hope to leave behind and not, but for theatrical sake, for the play's sake, I'm doing this. This has been a really challenging role for me.
There's no way anybody else could have did it but us, and it wasn't easy.
Damon Hollingsworth helped write the play. He plays the devil, who taunts and teases and holds out false hope. Hollingsworth says he knows this devil.
Like, I really believed I was a devil, you know. That was part of my diagnosis. Manic depressive, paranoid schizophrenia, suffering from delusions. I went through that phase for about 5 or 6 years, and when I finally got out of it, it felt like a burden had been lifted off of my shoulders. I really felt at peace. I found out I wasn't the only person with stuff like that, you know. They were my lines, you know, and my biography. But at the same time and token, they went through some of the similar circumstances.
It's tough, unsettling stuff. But actor Joan Wheeler says the play gives audience members a rare opportunity to enter a world which is all around them, but they often shun or ignore.
I would hope that it demystifies and personalizes mental illness for more people so that we're not just a bunch of crazies, but rather that we're people and they can identify with, oh, I felt like that, or, you know, yeah, that feels familiar, and realize that all of us, I think, we're all of us on a continuum.
In fact, there may be some artistic advantage to being mentally ill. According to Gene Calvin, Interact's co-founder and its artistic director.
People with mental illness just have this incredible imagination. This play is very surrealistic, and it was very easy to create these scenes because these people are close to that. You know, they're close to the surrealistic, that juxtaposition of reality and irreality. They grasp that immediately. They can jump up and improv on that. So they're freer in some ways, you know.
Actor Jay Carter agrees.
I would like to think that through this whole process and the creative process, I like to think I fine-tune my madness so it works more for me than against me.
Jay Carter and the other actors say their work at Interact is about the redemptive power of creativity for both artist and audience, which happens to be the message of the play as well. A Mind in Flames opens Friday and runs through March 20th at the Interact Center for the Visual and Performing Arts in Minneapolis. For Minnesota Public Radio, I'm Mary Stuckey.